This week in Palestine, the death toll reached 30 since the 8th of February, when the Israelis agreed to a truce at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit. A Palestinian died after Israeli soldiers attacking Rafah injured him a year ago. Israeli occupation forces killed three more Palestinians, one in Tulkarem in the West Bank and two more from Hamas in Rafah during attacks in the Gaza Strip. Resisting occupation remains legal under international law, as does standing in one's own neighborhood, as these men were doing in Rafah when occupation forces killed them. A 75-year-old woman died in Hebron in the southern West Bank when Israeli soldiers broke into her brother's house and beat her. Also this week marked the 57th memorial of al-Nakba, the catastrophe. Roughly 800,000 Palestinians were expelled from their homes 57 years ago, with the destruction of at least 450 villages. Throughout the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Inside 48, and the refugee and diaspora communities, Palestinians demonstrated in memorial. The Mufti of Bethlehem, Sheikh Abdul Majid, joins us this week.
I born in Dishikam, but originally I am from the town which called Ras Abu Ammar. And this town is nearly 15 kilometers west of Bethlehem, 5 kilometers west of Jerusalem. And we have land and springs of water and fields full of fruit trees. Always my father and my mother was speaking to me and to my brothers and sisters about them. And I used, before more than 10 years, before the checkpoints, I used to take my kids to play there and to watch their fields. And every year when the time of Nakba, it is something very, very sad to us. It is a very bad memory to remember that we were kicked out of our villages and live in a very bad conditions in Dehesha camp. And usually when I speak about this, kind of pain and sadness and tears. Sorry. When you lose your land and be a refugee, this such as losing your life. And so this pain travel with me and with my family everywhere we go. The UN give us a very small rooms in very bad conditions in a refugee camp. My family at that time was 3 members only, and now it is more than 70. And the rooms, the 2 rooms which we received from the UN, it is still these rooms. We have to build close to other, my brothers and my sisters, when we married and we family grow. So now there are some problems in the family because the land is not enough and there are no money to go outside the refugee camp. And so we need to be patient too much and to live with our pain in the refugee camp. In the memory of Nakba this year, I share in Ramallah with the central, I can't say it is a celebration, but it's a kind of demonstration. I saw men and women and children, and they remember the people from the authority whom are making negotiations about the right of return. and everyone didn't agree to lose this right. If the Palestinian Authority wants to be wise, to be pragmatic, to apply this situation, this doesn't convince any Palestinian refugee. I feel that we doesn't hate others, Israelis or anyone else. There must be a solution. This solution must take in its program the right of return for the refugees. Any solution without this paragraph, it will not be a solution. The problem in the negotiations of peace in this area was that the negotiations take ideas between the negotiators who are making dialogue, but they doesn't respect the feeling of their people. We are people, we have hearts and minds, and we can't live without our minds or our hearts. If you take anybody's heart or you want to damage anybody's mind, he will die. Or if he doesn't die, their action will be very severe.
Surrounded by colleagues in his office, Abu Ra'ed Isa al-Azza, a civic leader and refugee born in a village near what is now Tel Aviv, told PNN.
In the Al-Naqsa in
1967, Israel took what was left after Al-Nakba in 1948. When we signed with them in 1994, it was for them to take 78% of our land, which leaves us with 22%. Now Israel wants to take 40% of the 22% and give, in front of the world, a Palestinian state that is cut into pieces.
أمام العالم دولة فلسطينية مجزأة مهشمة مقطعة الأوصال أنا لاجئ عربي فلسطيني.
I'm a Palestinian Arab refugee. I was born in a village called Tel Safa near Rumli in 1936. In 1948, as happened to all Palestinian people that were living in that area, we were expelled by the Jews. We had the right of return, the right to go home, but the Israelis declined. There is UN Resolution 194 from the General Assembly. It assured the right for Arab Palestinians to return to their homes after they were exiled. This sole resolution was assured by the General Assembly and the Security Council 110 times. Israel didn't care. Among the conditions placed on Israel for its existence was to honor the right of return. Israel loses its right to exist because it didn't comply with the conditions. We want to go back in peace, not in violence. We signed agreements. I would return to the Israeli state, but to my land in that Israeli state. Israel claims it forms a demographic threat because Israel is racist. This is our land. This is our state. We've lived here for 4,000 to 5,000 years. We've been like this as refugees for 57 years. We'll return to Palestine. As a Palestinian Arab refugee, I hold on to every grain of sand that is my land in my country, and I still feel that Israel has raped my land. Also this week, Israeli occupation forces continued to arrest Palestinians and confiscate their land. For daily news, see www.palestinenet.org. Reporting from Occupied Palestine on the 57th Memorial of the Nakba, I'm Kristen S.